listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Sex PharmD Podcast with your host, Dr. Nadia Archambault, licensed clinical pharmacist and certified sex therapist. With a focus on women's sexual health and wellness, Dr. A is here to cover important health topics and answer all of your questions about subjects that can be applied to pharmacy practice. And now, here's Dr. A.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of Sex PharmD. Today, I have a phenomenal guest, Kim Billick. She is a hormone health coach and womb healer. Welcome to the show. So happy to have you on.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm looking forward to this conversation and honored to be here today.
Yeah, so it's a funny story how we met. We have a mutual friend who introduced me to what you were doing on Instagram. I love Instagram for that. It's amazing. I know. So it's great. So let's just jump right in. I'd love for you to tell everyone a little bit about you and what you do.
So I'm a women's hormone health coach and womb healer. And so basically what I do is I support women with period issues, infertility, and their sex lives through a variety of holistic approaches. So I always say functional nutrition and exercise is the superficial layer. Like that's, especially when it comes to like period issues and even fertility, like we get to look at that, right? But then there's a lot of times there's something underneath, like a deeper layer. And that involves like the emotional healing, past traumas. Like I know right now there's you on Instagram, you hear a lot about inner child healing and trauma healing and stuff like that. So some of this emotion gets trapped in our womb space. So I also incorporate ancient Tao and tantric healing practices, which could be movement, it could be deep breath work, it could be yoni steaming. There's crystal eggs called yoni eggs. I could be using that. Well, I'll guide you through the yoni egg practice. I'm not doing it personally for you, but using different modalities, lifestyle management. So I look at the whole person, the environment. Sometimes there is things in your environment from environmental toxins that we get to look at. So that's the approach I take. And yeah, I got into it because I'm an occupational therapist as well, 14 years in Western medicine. So bridging the two, Western medicine and Eastern medicine. And I lost my period back in 2017. And the only thing the doctor had to offer me was birth control, which I refused to go on. And I ended up healing myself. And at that time, I was pretty involved in the wellness community in LA. And I was hearing a lot of the same stories from women. Mm-hmm. My doctor only offers me birth control. They tell me nothing's wrong, but yet I feel horrible and I just don't feel heard. And so I was like, I want to be a change for this. And that's where I really dove into women's health.
Yeah, it's all about being heard, right? I feel like a lot of times we have not been as women. We're not heard. And things are often dismissed with a lot of medical going on. And so that's a big one. Absolutely.
Yeah. Or it's normal. It's normal. Oh, those cramps are normal. Your heavy periods are normal. And I will say this to the listeners. Yes, those symptoms are very, very common, but they're not normal. It's your body speaking to you.
Yeah, we hear that a lot. Well, that's normal. That's normal. Not really. Okay. Well, if that's normal, that's awful.
Exactly.
Yeah. You mentioned yoni eggs. Let's talk about that because I'm not familiar with that. I'm sure a lot of our listeners aren't either. And I know we have healthcare professionals, mostly pharmacists, but we'll have other people on here that are going to be curious about it.
Yeah. So yoni eggs, this is a great way because especially if there's physical therapists or, you know, people that are healthcare professionals that hear of like pelvic floor dysfunction or weak pelvic floor. So a lot of times women get prescribed Kegels. And even coming from an occupational background, like I'm like most, and I worked with seniors. So a lot of these women have incontinence, right? From weak pelvic floors, they're in their 80s. But how many of your patients are really doing their Kegels properly? Right? And so the beautiful thing with the yoni eggs is there's different eggs. Crystals all have different healing properties, right? And the yoni eggs, there's three different sizes. And I know the small one looks like, oh, that's the easiest one, but it's actually the hardest one to use because the vaginal canal has to like rip at it as it's pulling it into the vaginal canal. The biggest one is the hardest one to use, but for women that say have pain with sex or a very tight pelvic floor, it can be hard to get it in. So it's, you know, it's patient to patient depending. So the beautiful thing is one, these crystal eggs have healing properties. Two, they really help you connect to your womb and to your body. And especially like going back to that woman that maybe had some sexual trauma, or even trauma with birth, like that's very common, right? So the vaginal canal, the opening is super tight and just doesn't want to open. So you get to like build this relationship again with your yoni. And I should like explain what a yoni is. Some of you might not know. So yoni is a Sanskrit word, basically for the womb space, for your vaginal canal. It's the sacred word. And so going back to the crystal egg, the yoni, you're building that relationship with it. And with the breath work, there's two of them, and there's one to help strengthen the pelvic floor. And then the reverse is actually to help relax it. So if you have a hypertonic pelvic floor, you don't want to be, you know, doing Kegels and like strengthening it because really you're not really addressing the issue. So with the reverse, you actually learn to relax the pelvic floor while still strengthening it at the same time. It's just, you're learning to relax as you pull the egg in. And so you literally will have the egg and you learn to contract the vaginal canal and you're pulling the egg up and in, and you tie dental floss there, so it's not going to get stuck in you, don't worry. And there's different breath works you could do. You could kind of even pull on the egg to work at it in different ways.
Amazing. I mean, I know that, you know, women go in for physical therapy with the pelvic dilators, which is something that I didn't even know about until I had sex therapy and then working with physical therapists and seeing some of their patients who have vaginismus, pelvic floor issues, you know, pelvic pain, things like that. So I had not heard of the yoni egg. That is really fascinating.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of people haven't, right? And I know we were talking about this a little bit earlier before we even, when we were scheduling this podcast. The other one is the crystal wand, also known as a crystal dildo.
Yeah.
So this, and there was a meme I saw not too long on Instagram. It's like, you could come to the party, but you know, behave yourself and don't start talking about crazy things. And I like laughed and I was like, that's me talking about sexual reflexology. So my friends are like, really, Kim, you're pulling this out again. But I get people's attention and I find it so fascinating to talk about. So, you know, we know the famous song, Sexual Healing, and sex could be very healing. But it can also be traumatizing outside of like, you know, say the emotional side or STIs or unplanned pregnancy, any of that. But there is an energetic exchange between the two people having sex. And I think that gets forgotten about. So to anyone listening right now, did you ever have that one night stand, or even, you know, your relationship's kind of coming to an end, but you're still with your partner, you're still having sex. And after sex, you just feel off. Right? Mm-hmm. Like you're just like, I don't know what it is. And it could be you holding that energy from your partner. So if they're going through something, if they're going through trauma, if they're going through some type of healing, you're actually like absorbing that energy. And especially us women, because literally the man is entering our body, right?
Yep.
So even more so. So there's something called sexual reflexology. And a lot of people hear foot reflexology. And you know how there's the different trigger points on the foot? Well, those same meridians run into the vaginal canal and down the shaft of the penis. So the opening to the vaginal canal is connected to our kidneys. Kidneys are connected to fear. So going back to what I was talking about at the beginning, right? So if you've had some type of trauma, and like I said, it could be from birth, it could be from a childhood experience, a sexual experience, you're going to be closed up, right? There's that fear. You contract. So first is the kidneys, and then moving into the vaginal canal next is your liver. Liver is connected to anger. Then it goes to our spleen, worry, uncertainty, then to our lungs, grief, love, unconditional love, but maybe not feeling loved. And then there's the heart, the cervix, which is also would be the head of the penis. So when you're having intercourse, it lines up, and that's where sex could be very healing. But like I said, if you're not, and I was like laughing about it. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was maybe on some other live or just to people I was talking to, but I was like, as a woman, I'm like, I don't want no boys. I don't know if I'm allowed to swear on this. Beat me up. But I just want to hook up boys because I don't want to absorb that energy. When I have these crystal wands, and I'll tell you in a minute how you could use these crystal wands, I'm like, I could please myself and connect to myself without worrying about getting all this negative energy, right? Absorbed into my body, right? So going back to these wands then, so that is the energetic exchange that could be happening, but also how you could heal any of past experiences you've had. So you take this crystal wand here. I'm been holding my microphone. You take the crystal wand and you do trigger points. Okay. So just like as if you're doing a massage, right? So you'll do like a trigger point and release, and you do it 360. So the top would be 12 o'clock and then you'll move over to your left side, you know, going 2, 3, 4 o'clock all the way through down over to the right. Our left side of the body is feminine energy. Okay. The right side is masculine. So you go, you know, going through the 5 points, connecting to the 5 different organs and then 360. So you could see where you might be holding energy and releasing it. So, and it, you'll feel like a little discomfort. And I'll use myself as an example. I went through a breakup in October and I was like, okay, I love this man, but I have to move on. So I did all the practices. I did yoni steaming, which I haven't spoke about yet. I did the crystal eggs and I did this de-armor practice. And yes, there was tears. And then I was actually angry as I got to my liver on the right side. There was tension and I actually was letting out some yells just to like release this, right? And so you get to release this emotional energy that's trapped in our womb space, that's trapped in our different organs. And with that, then that's with the crystal wand, the practice called yoni de-armoring. That's what it, the actual practice is called. But then you could also pair that with specific breathwork practices, somatic breathwork practices to help also release that. And there's usually some movement involved, body movement involved with that too.
That's amazing. I mean, it gets really deep when you start talking about, you know, liver, anger, you know, but it really is all connected. And there are so many ailments that I you know, I've looked at some books where they talk about each organ and what it's affiliated with, like what emotion it's affiliated with. And it's really, really fascinating.
Yeah, it is so much. And I feel like when you have tried everything and you're like, there's still a missing piece, like I'm still tired all the time. And I know this is a sensitive topic, but I've been trying so hard to get pregnant and I still, maybe I'm having a miscarriage or I just can't conceive at all. Like looking at these extra layers that aren't being looked at.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what would you classify that type of practice as? Like when you look at, I mean, aside from like a holistic approach, when you look at emotions and their affiliation with organs, is there a name for that?
Well, I know a lot of it is connected to Chinese medicine.
Okay.
Right. And from my training, which is also connected to Chinese medicine, it's ancient Tao.
Ancient Tao. Oh, for our listeners too. Sure.
Yeah.
Very fascinating. Yeah. That's really cool. And I know, so you were talking about yoni steaming. Back to these yoni. Like, I want to hear all of this.
So many yoni practices, right? So we have the crystal yoni eggs come in 3 different sizes, right? And there's about 7 main crystals that you will use. And actually, let me just see. And then there's also then the crystal wand. So for example, rose quartz, I think that's a very common one you hear about. You know, that's to practice self-love. That's coming back to your self-love. The black obsidian, that's one to help release negative energy. So you pick these different crystals connected to, and they're all connected to your chakra center. So red jasper is connected to your root chakra. A lot of times the root chakra is connected to things that are connected to family, business, if there's any instability in those areas. So you can pull that in, right? So then we also have yoni steaming, and yoni steaming, which I'm launching, I don't know when you're gonna have this release, but I'm last week of March, I'll be launching my first yoni steam for my company, Sacred Womb Cycles. And basically you take a pot of herbs, you put it on the stove, you bring it to steam, not a full boil. And then you pour it into a bowl, and you could straddle the bowl, or they actually have yoni steaming stools. They're like a little stool with a hole in it. And then you go, you go over the pot or the little bowl. I like to use a glass bowl, never use plastic because the plastic is going to melt. And then, you know, our vaginal or vulva tissue is very sensitive, right? So you don't want plastic going up in there, and you don't want to be buying these herbs on Amazon. You want to make sure you have organic, high quality herbs, right? Because that's the last thing you want is like an infection or something. And so then you take a towel, or you can wear a long skirt, and you sit over it and you create like a little steam tent. And so the different herbs have different healing properties. You have different blends, and the steam goes directly up into the vulva, into the vaginal canal, into the cervix, into the uterus. So it helps with so many things, from missing periods, heavy bleeds, cramps. It's bringing heat to the womb. So it's preventing that stagnation. It helps with fibroids. It could help break down the fibroids. Mm-hmm. It could help vaginal dryness. I'm just going to share it. I know her and I've talked about it. I'm going to use my mom as a testimonial. Even she's using my steam that I haven't launched yet. 68 years old, menopausal women, like, let's face it, vaginal dryness is a thing. It really is a thing.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't get talked about. And yeah, my mom was having it internally, and she just came out to Florida recently to see me. She's up in Canada. And I was like, Mom, let's try this. And I sent it home. I sent some home with her, and she said she's been feeling good, and it's only been 3 weeks.
I love that. I mean, there's not a lot of options for vaginal dryness. So, you know, for people that don't want to use, you know, topical estrogen, you know, that's not an option for a lot of people too. So that's amazing.
And it's not invasive. Like, I know the first time, especially, you know, think a 68-year-old woman, like, it's a little out there, but I'm her daughter, so I was able to coach her through it. But you're just over this pot. And you know what's so beautiful? I'm going to speak to myself. I had my first body orgasm coming back to tantric practices. Like, with the tantric practices, it's a lot of breath work. I had my first body orgasm doing a yoni steam.
That's amazing.
For like 20 minutes, I was just like, I'm not leaving here. I'm fucking bliss.
Well, we'll definitely be putting that info, because this recording will be out for April. So you'll have it by then. So we will definitely make sure to include that in the show information.
So there's like I said, there's so many good practice or like benefits to it. A woman that's had a miscarriage, an abortion, you know, it could help clear out the uterus, like, instead of going for a DNC to get it, like, you know, scraped out. And then there is that spiritual side. It comes back to, you know, everything that I've already been talking about with the yoni eggs and the crystal wands. There is that spiritual side of really connecting to your womb, connecting to your body, to your breath work. And it's, you know, there's a bit more of a protocol. It can help with yeast infections and BV. You just don't want to be on for more than 10 minutes, because think you're like a yeast infection already is like that or moisture. Like certain herbs, antimicrobial, antibacterial will help clear that up. But it's a very like strict, protocol. We'll say that you never want to steam when you're on your period. You never want to steam if you have like an active herpes breakout, anything like that. So especially on your period, because think everything's moving down and out, and with the steam, it's coming back in. So, and of course, if you're pregnant, definitely don't want to be steaming either, because we don't want to relax the cervix.
Right. Yeah, we don't. That's a, thing. How did you find out about this, research it? How did you create it?
So I'm very open about this stuff. I've been sexually assaulted.
Okay.
Back at eight years old, and it was part of my healing journey. Wow. I've also had an abortion 2021, mm-hmm. and I bled for 10 weeks.
10 weeks.
And it was just like spotting at the end, but still, I was like, what is going on? Right. So, and this is where I say it all like comes together. Like, I already have the knowledge of being a health coach, a yoga therapist, all these things. And I know with yoga therapy, there is that Tantra world. You hear a little bit about it. So I dove a little deeper. Coincidentally, my friend is a Tantra teacher. So I did one of her trainings. And then with the yoni steaming, one of my friends in LA had done a training with my now mentor, Sabrina. And so I got connected with Sabrina. And when I was still bleeding 10 weeks later after my abortion, I was like, I'm not going for a DNC. That's what they wanted to do. And I was like, I'm not doing this. And so I messaged Sabrina, because she wasn't my mentor yet. And I was like, what's the protocol? Because I said, I'm going to start this yoni steaming protocol. And this is where the energetics come in. How I got pregnant is kind of interesting. I feel like we could do a whole other podcast on that.
Oh, that's interesting.
But it was negative energy from the man that got me pregnant. And as soon as he was out of my life, like literally blocked from everything, I stopped bleeding. So I didn't have to go through the whole yoni steaming process, but it was about to be like a whole 3-4 week process of like yoni steaming almost every, I couldn't even remember, it was every day or every other day. But wow. I was like, I will do this. I choose this over having to go for a DNC and like having pelvic floor precautions again and all that. I was like, I don't want to go there.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I get it. That's amazing. Yeah. Wow. That's a lot to go through. Opening up that. People need to hear this. This is a real show with real scenarios, you know, not sugarcoating.
Yeah, anything. No. And that's why I think I started off, you know, just losing my period for 8 months when I was in the bodybuilding world as a bikini competitor. That's what got me into women's health. But then I started my own healing journey from my sexual trauma. And I'm so open about talking about, I don't consider myself a victim. I've done the healing. And of course, there's things that will get me upset at times, you know, that's part of life. But mm-hmm. I share this for two reasons. One, so women know they're not alone. Mm-hmm. And because a lot of times we feel that way. And two, this is why I keep doing the training and why I've done the training in Taoism and Tantra and all that. So yeah, after working with, or attempting to work with Sabrina to do the yoni steaming, I knew the work she did, and she created this certification. So last year I was studying all this for a whole year.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. Thank you.
Heard of this. So this is why I think it's so cool. You know, I like to have different guests on the show that are doing different things that I've never heard of, you know, amazing.
And if you have me on next year, I'd probably be doing something different. Like I kind of nerd out on that stuff. I'm like, what else could I learn? You know? And I say, like, us women, and you know, there isn't enough research on women's health. There really isn't. Like, intermittent fasting is mostly done on men.
It's true. Yeah, there is a book that I know, I can't remember it, but it's about intermittent fasting, like fast like a girl. That's it. That's actually,
yes, I've heard of it.
But yeah. Because you're right. Like, they've done it with men, but there's different, you know, there are different times and things that you should take into consideration when, as a female, when you're fasting, like if you have your period, you know, during different, you know, phases for sure. You know, and I noticed like on your Instagram, I liked, you had like, it was like four squares, and it was, foods to eat when you're going, like if during the follicular phase, ovulation, you know, like different things. And I thought that was pretty cool. Like when you, 'cause that's a big deal too. Mm-hmm.
It really is. I mean, what I share today is probably one of my favorite topics to talk about, just because I know it's like I already said, it's that layer that gets missed often. Mm-hmm. So it's like something people aren't talking about every day. But that's probably the second thing I love talking about. And the general term is called cycle syncing. And I always say when a woman's connected to her cycle and her womb, she could be a badass in all areas of her life. And I learned that through my own healing journey of healing from amenorrhea, the loss of my period. I still competed again after losing my period. I competed four more times, didn't mess my cycle up again. But it was, I was very cautious of what I was doing. I didn't teach yoga while I was competing. I went for a massage every Friday after training. And that's where the cycle syncing is really getting in tune with where your hormones are, throughout the cycle. And that's why I created, which is already launched, the T's, Sacred Womb Cycle T's. The four T's, are to support our hormones where they are. We have a follicular phase. That's a week right after our period. Ovulation, a lot of us know what ovulation is. That's when we're are fertile. And then we have our luteal phase. I always say known as PMS because everyone's just like, oh, she's crazy and PMSing, but that's actually called our luteal phase. And we're not crazy. That's when the wild woman's out and the bullshit detector, I say, because we're more in our feminine energy. So that's the emotional side, but we also, we actually see through like the things that like the bullshit really. And because instead of being in our logical masculine energy, we may tend to lash out. So I always say to women, if you notice you're very emotional, of course there could be low progesterone, that could be an issue, a hormonal thing. But if you are very emotional during that time, and especially notice that you're just very irritable and yelling a lot, where are you not fully expressing yourself in your life or living your true desires? This is the time it's going to come out. So that's our luteal phase. And then our menstrual phase, of course, is when we have our period. And so we have created these T's to support each of these different phases and where our hormones are, where our energy is at. And it's only been a month and a half, and I've gotten some amazing testimonials already. Women not having their headaches, period cramps, ovulation cramps. Some women do get ovulation cramps, you know, if estrogen levels are a little bit higher.
Yeah, absolutely. I need to get some of these teas. I was looking at that also on your site. That's so cool. That's amazing. And so anything in particular where you collaborated on or researched
with the teas?
Yeah.
So small world, my mentor, Sabrina, that I did my Tao and Tantric training with, her sister is a certified herbalist. Her sister, Sabrina's sister, is a certified herbalist.
Wow. Oh, how amazing is that?
And I mean, Sabrina and I really go back like 7 years, and it was on Sabrina. So the graduation to my Tao training was a 5-day retreat up in the Catskills. And it was in a ceremony I was sitting in at the Catskills. I got this download to do these teas as I like completed this whole thing. And then I was talking to Sabrina about it. She's like, let me connect you with my sister. She's a certified herbalist. And I didn't know that. And our sister lives in Miami. I'm in Fort Lauderdale. Yeah. So it just like all came together. So yeah, Ariel's her name. She helped me blend them. Like I already had roughly an idea of what I wanted, but you know, Ariel's like some herbs actually infuse into warm water better. And of course you want it to taste good. So I might sound a little biased. All the teas have a different flavor to them, but they're all good. And I use this, the perfect example is for the luteal phase, cramp bark herb really helps with cramps. It's kind of interesting that it has cramp in the name, right? But it tastes horrible. It tastes horrible. It's so bitter. And as I was like doing the blend, I'm like, there is no way I could drink this. So I'm pulling this out, and I know like it helps with cramps, but there's other things in it that's going to help with cramps. There's red raspberry leaf that helps with cramps. There's also the peony root that helps with cramps. So there's other herbs that will help with that. I'm like, and it's still going to taste good. So I did have a little bit of support with that.
That's so cool. I love that.
Of course, now I'm interested and I want to do an herbal certification.
Of course. That's the next thing. That's the next one.
That's the next one.
Yeah. And I noticed, so as far as, hormones and, you know, I know that we always say, well, you know, you're not at the age for menopause yet, or you're not premenopause, but I feel like we kind of dismiss younger people with hormone irregularities. You know, what are some things that you've seen with some patients, you know, or people that you in your practice, and what do you usually recommend for them with that?
Yeah. You know, it's so interesting as you say that. I like got this like feeling in my heart, and you know, young girls as young as like, I'm going to say 8 years old are having hormonal imbalances. Mm-hmm. Girls that are having their periods start at a young age is, and I know there was an article saying, we don't know what it is. And if you look at like how these hormone imbalances are, I believe a lot of it has to do with high estrogen, mm-hmm. right? And that brings me to common things I see: heavy periods, horrible menstrual cramps. Those are two really big things. I think just because of like me being a, you know, I don't compete anymore, but being in that athletic world, a lot of women having irregular or missing periods is another big thing too. But going to the cramps and the heavy bleeds and like the high estrogen levels, looking at your everyday beauty products, your soaps, I know those candles smell so nice and your perfume smells lovely. Those are endocrine disruptors. And when I say that, those are, you know, the chemicals, they really are chemicals. They mimic estrogen. Yes. So it's like basically more estrogen going to body. Of course we need estrogen, but it's like too much, right? So that's, and especially I was saying earlier, like one woman said her ovulation cramps went down. Like generally speaking, if you have cramps around ovulation, it's because our estrogen is naturally peaking, but it's like getting an extra boost because, you know, you're having too much estrogen flowing. Ladies, yes, a poop a day is needed, right? So that's going to help release excess estrogen, especially the toxic estrogen. And you know, gut issues like with the liver, right? Like our liver is really important too. So yeah, our endocrine disruptors, environmental toxins from that, plastics is in everything.
It's so bad.
So yeah. That's like another huge thing. And then there's just things that I say, like trying to avoid non-conventional meat. So going for your organic meats, these animals are being fed antibiotics, hormones, estrogen, and then we're eating them. Mm-hmm. Dairy, same thing with dairy. And, you know, I eat dairy again. I'll do a little bit of grass-fed yogurt, grass-fed butter, you know, just getting the grass-fed healthier dairy products. Really, alcohol is another big one too, if you have higher estrogen levels. Because alcohol bogs down our liver. So instead of processing the extra estrogen that's running through our body, it's processing the alcohol. So that's another big one. Sugars even.
Yeah.
That's another big. So yeah, those are, I'm just trying to think, I'm like, am I really missing anything? But those are like some big things that I look at.
Yeah. Like, so all the soy products which are like phytoestrogens, those are awful.
Yes. Soy. And, you know, I know there's like a lot of controversy around it there too. I was talking about this, you were talking about the cycle syncing. So, you know, if you are a woman that, you know, your estrogen level is a little bit lower, maybe having a little bit of soy right before your period when our estrogen levels naturally drop, but there, make sure sprouted organic, like tofu, you know, like really watch it. Cause that's the problem with soy. I think a lot of it is processed already. So it's like you're eating this processed soy. So if you do look at research, and it is a touchy subject, you know, if you do look at research, there are some benefits to the soy, but I think that one's very specific to women. I'm not going to sit there and say, everyone go have soy.
Yeah. Oh, and it, you know, dairy, you know, they've shown that dairy is an inflammatory, and, you know, there's a lot of these like meatless meat products that have a lot of junk in them too. So you have to like really read the labels. I tell people, just pay attention to the labels, you know.
I say pay attention to the labels. And the other thing I like tell like my clients, like to make it simple, like generally speaking, shop the parameter of the grocery store.
Yes.
Because that's generally where you're going to get your fresh food, right? But then even that, you still got to decide between free range eggs and organic. And I don't know, there's so many.
Just so much. It's almost too many choices. But those are all really good tips. And, you know, for, you know, young women with hormonal, you know, hormonal things going on. And I've even had women who are on oral contraceptives, and it that will bind to free testosterone. And so they're, you know, women have low on the lower end of testosterone, but if they have a very, very low sex drive, that may be causing it, you know? So it's
exactly
like a lot of the lab, you have to pay attention to what you're having done for lab work, for blood work, because they often won't even do that, or it's not extensive enough. And that's important. We need a little bit of testosterone. So
no, yeah. it is really important. And, I mean, especially there's medical people on here, so I don't know if they'll agree with me, but I always say, and I was on birth control once for my acne back, you know, when I was younger. And if I could speak to the 15-year-old again, I'm going to be like, Kim, let's look at your diet, like what's going on, and get to the root cause. And, you know, not, I don't say this in a judgmental way, but you know, for anyone that's feeling like a little stuck, sometimes you need birth control to manage those cramps. But on top of that, like, let's get to the root cause of why they're coming up, why these cramps are happening. So a lot of times it is like I said, that higher estrogen inflammation in the body could be causing that. So, you know, really getting gut issues, a lot of times there's something going on with that too. So getting to the root cause. So you could go on that birth control for 10 years and then you go off and you're like, oh my God, it's worse than it was before.
Yeah.
And the thing, what I was talking about before, the cycle syncing, you know, those ebbs and flows, when you're in birth control, you don't get that. Like I say, think of a heart rate monitor, how it goes up and down, right? When you're on birth control, it's like, I know this doesn't sound nice, but when the heart rate monitor stops and it flatlines, that's what kind of happens with your hormones when you're on birth control. So you miss that like feminine dance of our hormones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it all, yeah, absolutely. That's a good way to put it, where it kind of flatlines it.
I know it sounds a little morbid, but I mean, I think if someone's visual, you're like, oh, that's what's happening.
I know, right? I feel like we could talk about so much more stuff. I want to have you on again to talk about more things too. This has been really,
I would love to.
Yeah. One thing I want to, you know, usually at the end of my interviews, I pick like a top three. So as far as for, what would be your top three self-care tips for a woman who's on her menstrual cycle, during her menstrual cycle? What would be some your three top self-care tips? I know you're going to say your amazing tea, because I'm sure a lot of people want to do this. I want to also.
I mean, and that's my favorite one. The Restore is my favorite. There's cinnamon, ginger. So it's a little spicy. It's a little sweet. There's meadow sweet that it gives it a little bit of sweetness too. It really is and it's good cold. You could drink it hot and it's good chilled. I drink them both, because in Florida, when it's 80 degrees out, even right now, you know, I mean, as you know, you don't want to have like this steaming hot tea all the time. Yeah. So yes, that, but I'll give three other ones. Slow down.
Okay,
say yes to you, and say yes to you, even if that means saying no to someone else, because I love saying this, how you bleed is going to set you up for your next cycle. So for your next month, if you're going to try to push yourself through like you're superwoman and you're ovulating, there's a good chance you're going to be feeling a little more tired, like throughout your next month, but also even more irritable while you're on your period. So slow down, you know, rest, eat some warm foods. So it could be soup. It could be a nice warm tea. I love making bison chili. I like just know when my period's coming without really even looking at the calendar. I make a bison chili. So the red meat, you know, is kind of replenishing the blood loss, the beans, fiber, helping with the digestion. And then I put like bell peppers in it and the spices. So that's just something I personally like to eat. But yeah, having some warm foods is going to help with that stagnation. And what would be another one that I would give? On your period, I'd even just say something to do, just really connecting with your womb. So it could be some breath work or just getting out in nature. It's like, it's coming back to yourself. Cause now, like, just naturally where we are most connected to spirit. So take note if you have more dreams during that time. Now that I've said that and you reflect on it, you might be like, yeah, I actually do. So we actually are, yeah, we're more connected to whatever you believe in spirit, but that's when those downloads will come in. So just pay attention to them. So that's why I like to, you know, connect to myself. That's when I do a lot of meditation. I know some people are going to be grossed out by this, but one of my favorite period practices is to give my blood back to my plants.
Oh my goodness, really?
Yeah, and I know some people are like, Kim, that's a little out there, but you could look that. That's like an ancient ritual.
Really?
I live in an apartment, but you know, if I was out, lived out, you know, where I could go to the forest, I would, you know, take it out there. So, yeah.
Wow.
And it's you know, like it's a part of us. Like, think our blood is the only thing, only blood that doesn't come from violence, generally speaking.
That's very true.
Yet there's
true.
So much.
But that way.
Yeah. Yet there's so much shame and taboo around it. Right. So it's like me giving myself back to Mother Nature because she gives so much to us and my plants are flourishing. Like the nutrients in our blood is in a lot of fertilizers.
That is so interesting. Well, there are celebrities that are doing these blood facials. So, hey, you know,
you know? For the stem cell, they say, right? Yeah.
That's so interesting. Well, this has been really awesome having you on here. I'd like for you to tell everyone how to find you, how to contact you, Instagram, all of that good stuff. And like the release of the new product that you have out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, first I just want to say, thank you so much. I love having these conversations. I just get lit up having them. So it's an honor to be here, you know, and sharing with your audience. And you can find me, I'm mainly on Instagram, just my name, Kim Billick, last name, B-I-L-Y-K _. My company name is called Sacred Womb Cycles. That's my website, sacredwombcycles.com. That's where you could book a connection call with me. You know, if there's anything that really landed with you today and you're like, you know what, I'd like to connect with her, potentially work with me. I do a free connection call just so we could make sure we vibe and see how I could best support you, right? And my product is on there. So right now I do have the 4 T's and the Yoni Seam that's coming out last week of March. And I do have a few other juicy things I'll say that will be coming hopefully in the next couple months.
Okay, great. So look out on the Instagram for all that for sure. That's great. Thank you so much. I definitely want to have you on again. There's so much more to talk about.
Yeah, like I said, just let me know. I'd love to.